E! News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's claiming Israel and Iran have agreed to a complete and total ceasefire. Zeke Miller reports it's
to be phased in over the following 24 hours to end their roughly 12-day war. This comes a day and a half after Trump ordered massive strikes on Iran's nuclear program and hours after Iran launched largely symbolic counterattacks on an American base in Qatar. There was no immediate reaction to Trump's announcement from the governments of Israel and Iran, which obviously don't recognize each other. But if it were to come to fruition, it would certainly be a significant development for the region, a significant de-escalation to a conflict that was at risk of spiraling potentially out of control.
Earlier, as Iran signaled a limited response to the U.S. strikes, oil prices tumbled and stocks rallied. A divided Supreme Court has sided with the Trump administration, allowing it to restart its swift deportation of migrants to countries other than their home countries. And Julie Walker has what we've learned of Sunday's shooting at a Michigan church.
Police Chief Ryan Strong says 31-year-old Brian Anthony Browning had no criminal history when he opened fire outside his mother's church in Wayne, Michigan.
His motivations are unknown. But at this point, it appears he was suffering from a mental health crisis.
Cross Point Community Church was full of parishioners, including many children, but Browning never made it inside. Strong says he was driving recklessly in the parking lot when he was spotted.
The suspect exited his vehicle wearing a tactical vest, armed with a long gun and a handgun. He approached the church building and began firing his weapon.
He shot a person in the leg who's recovering.
Several staff members from the church approached the gunman. A parishioner struck the gunman with his vehicle.
That's when church staff shot and killed Browning. Audio courtesy WXYZ. I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News. As summer gets into full swing, and intense weather patterns baking, broiling, roasting, simmering, just cooking a big chunk of America. Hi, Panjwani has a look.
In places, some of the expected triple-digit heat hasn't been seen in more than a decade. The country is experiencing what's called a heat dome.
What that is a strong area of high pressure in the upper levels of the atmosphere.
Frank Pereira is a meteorologist for the National Weather Service.
It kind of serves as a cap to the atmosphere, keeping heat in while suppressing rainfall across the area.
In Delaware, people like Vak Kobiashvili are hitting the beach to cool themselves down.
The East Coast weather, at least from my perspective, is just very sweaty in the summer. It's just like my dog doesn't even want to be outside, and my dog loves being outside. But it's that like walking through a swamp kind of feeling.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.